Fricka Factoid, Episode 2. Do cell phones outnumber light bulbs in Uganda? Paul Butin at VentureBeat.com recently wrote, "More than a third of Ugandans own cell phones. In some areas, cell phones could outnumber light bulbs. Is that really true?" Well, let's do the math. In 2007, between 5 and 6% of Ugandans had electricity, with demand growing at roughly 6% per year. Meanwhile, 0.52% had landlines, while mobile subscriptions stood at 13%. Now, keep in mind, that number is skewed by the fact that it's very common to have multiple cell phones per person. Many people will have a cell phone per network for the purpose of when one goes down, they can switch to the other. Now, demand is much higher in the mobile space than it is for electricity. It's cheaper, it allows for communication with family, and the coverage is wider. I recently found out from a conversation with an MTN lawyer that mobile penetration in Uganda has an estimated 7 to 8 million users, a number expected to double by 2012. Because of the skew, the commonality of multiple cell phones per household, it's virtually impossible to know for sure, but the numbers indicate that about a third of the population of Uganda have access to mobile phones. We know that in 2007, mobile penetration stood around 13%, around 4 million people based on a population estimate of 29 million. If we use that same population estimate, and we know that there are currently around 8 million mobile subscribers, that means that mobile penetration's doubled in the past 2 years. So if the grid only reached around 6% in 2007, we can estimate that in 2009 it only reaches around, let's say, less than 10%. On the other hand, mobile coverage reached around 13% of the population in 2007 and is just shy of 30% today. 10%? 30%. Using those numbers, it's pretty reasonable to assume that mobile phones outnumber light bulbs in Uganda.